Hello, diamond beauties and interdimensional beings of light. It's Lisa here, your mystic guide, inviting you to come and take a ride with me as we journey through space and time. Our mission is to create conscious content for 1111D, sharing resources of light for the new reality. Welcome to the Buddhist Biohacker.
Buddhist Biohacker would like to thank our partners Block Therapy, Purity Coffee, Dry Farm Wines, Omnia, and 2-1 Photography. Information can be found on lisamgunshore.com. Join our forum at miwi.com/Buddhist Biohacker and watch live on YouTube on the Buddhist Biohacker channel.
Welcome back, everybody, and welcome in to our One Heart, One Earth Global Awakening event, November 2020. We are on the home stretch. I can't even believe it. This entire event has flown by, and with the lineup that we had, it's just been unbelievable. And here we are with Heather Bryant. Welcome back, Heather.
Thank you. So excited to be back.
Me too, and you look so pretty, and I love your hair. Oh, I feel like we need to have like a unique hairstyles. Maybe we should put Christine, who was just on this task, but we need like unique YouTube hairstyles. We all have YouTube. Don't you think we need to have like make our own statement? I feel like I want to have like crazy, like starseed hair or something. I don't know. Anyways.
It's like when you're little and it's crazy hair day and then your mom dresses you up with crazy hair. We can do it adult style.
Yes, we can. Oh, we should have crazy hair day like on Instagram or MeWe or something. Oh my God. Yes. We're digressing. But welcome, Heather. And yes, I'm going to just let you go and because I know you've got a little plan, so.
Yeah, so this is an experiment because I'm playing for my cell phone, but I wanted to open up with some happy. So let's see. Can you hear it? Okay, I just want to dance in my chair here. Let's get warmed up. We're happy. You know, I wanted to play a song because you danced the other night at the end of one of your sessions. I was like, that's awesome. That's so cool. I want to do that. And this song is so funny. About 7 years ago, one of the teams that I was managing, I had this guy on my team. It was like 20 people on the team. And he was so cranky all the time. But I teased him. I would just tease him about it. He's so cranky all the time. Never saw him smile, always complaining. And so I pulled everybody in for a meeting one day and they like, made ice cream, soda, whatever, had some fun. And I played that song and for him, I said, this song is for you. I was hoping it would infuse happiness. And he started laughing so hard he was crying. So I'm like, this song really is happy. It brings happy. So I wanted to open up with some movement and some music. And then before I get started on my stuff, I wanted to just say, again, thank you for this phenomenal platform. I've literally been watching all week. It was so serendipitous. I'm alone all week. I'm not working right now. And I have literally on my huge screen TV, I have these lives just going all day. And I just feel infused with happiness and energy and joy. And it's because of you. And you have such a humble spirit. You are not only are you bringing the light to everyone, but you are promoting other beautiful women and their talents. And there's nothing bad can come out of that. Nothing bad can come out of connecting people and sharing with the world all that, you know, these women and men have to offer. So thank you.
That means a lot to me. Thank you. And everybody's been so kind about that today. And it's really amazing to be a part of it. I mean, I get as much out of it as everybody else. And so it just makes everything amazing around us. And it keeps us focused on the right things. So
yes, agreed. So today, what I wanted to do is share a little bit. I want to share a little bit about what drove me to start my superpower consulting business. And I want to encourage women to follow their heart. So, and men, but I have a passion for women. I believe I came here to empower and encourage women, and I've had some spirit guides, including you, you know, confirm that for me. And what, how rewarding that is to be confirmed, because I, since I was born, I felt a passion for women. So I just want to share a little bit about my story. So I worked for Bank of America for 21 years, and I was very successful, very privileged, which I feel like we're overusing that word in 2020, but privileged in that I think, you know, I'm outgoing, and that's opened some doors for me. And once the doors were open and I'd be hired into positions, I found that I had I have a huge passion for helping people succeed. And I'm really good at identifying people's superpowers. What I found out is everybody has at least one unique superpower. And usually I did a presentation at Dress for Success earlier this year to like 30 or 40 women. And Dress for Success is such a great organization. They help women get back into the workforce who have maybe in abusive households or haven't been out of work for a while. And they, a lot of them have low self-esteem. And I was talking with them and sharing with them how to identify their superpower. And it's so funny because what they were sharing with me is that the things that made them weird or that they were made fun of when they were little is actually their superpower. And I feel like that happens so much to us, is the thing sometimes that we hide, that, you know, when you're a child, you want to fit in, and people find something that makes you unique. And when you're little, it's weird. And then they make fun of you, and then you put that away and you stuff it away, and you're like, well, I don't want to be weird. And I want to encourage women to pull that back out, because that's what we're born with, is we're born with a superpower. First of all, women are phenomenal. We need to be using our superpowers more to help the world. So when I worked for Bank of America, I found that I was really good at creating community, which I've done since I was little. I love bringing women together and creating community, and then identifying the strengths of each individual person. And I would be recruited. I was recruited to take over all the lowest performing teams in the company. I worked in lots of different divisions. And one team I took over, I believe it was 648 out of 648. And by the time I left, they were number two in the company. And that came from just identifying the strengths within each person and then creating a community so they would go to each other to help each other. Instead of coming to me or another manager or leader, they knew who to go to for whatever it was that they were lacking. And so each person individually improved, but the team overall improved. And I for the majority of my career, I had a really great, really great time. And then about 2.5 years ago, that all changed. We got a new executive, and the position I had at that time, I had been recruited to take over one of the lowest teams in the company, which was West Portland. And West Portland, I managed 10 to 15 banking centers, and those are the centers you walk in to make deposits. So I managed those banking centers, making sure they were selling and all, and helping clients and all that stuff. And the market or the area hadn't been successful in a decade. So I was recruited to take over and improve the team, and I improved the team, and then wanted to help the rest of the state in Washington, which was part of my overall, my boss's region. And we got a new boss, and he came in and partnered with another man, and immediately started trying to fire women and minorities. And I spoke up against it, and they targeted me. So for 2 years, I endured incredible abuse. It got so bad. I'm a small person. I lost so much weight. I mean, I couldn't find any clothes to fit me. At one point, I had a breakdown. I lost my peripheral vision driving to work. When I got to a meeting I was supposed to conduct, I couldn't remember anyone's names. I couldn't formulate sentences. And my husband took me to the emergency room. They thought I was having a stroke. And that's what anxiety does. Anxiety and fear will shut you down. It causes cancer. And I began looking for another job within the company. And I wasn't, there were no doors opening for me. And it got worse and worse and worse. And about in August of 2019, I started feeling something. I felt something shifting. There was something happening in the universe. And I remember telling other people that were in the same job as me who were experiencing oppression, but not the abuse I was experiencing. I said, do you feel that? Do you guys feel something's happening? And they're like, no. And I know now I was being warned by my spirit team, and I started getting signs and numbers, and they still communicate to me with numbers that I wish they would do more, but the numbers, I'll take it. And they were communicating with me with numbers, and what happened was I was terminated. And so 21 years down the drain, on your birthday last year, I was terminated at November 21st, 2019. And I was, at that point, I was so beaten down. I told someone I felt like my soul was dying, and they offered me $100,000. And I thought, thank God I'll have a crutch to, you know, when I want to go look for another job. And I sat on it for a few days, and I realized I can't take the money. Something inside of me said, don't. I've always been a voice for the voiceless. I've always been, you know, someone that supports the underdog. And so I didn't take the money. And, there was a series of events that happened after that. But fast forward to March. In March, I went to bed one evening, and I was going to go have a glass of wine. And this feeling came over me that said, don't have a glass of wine. And I went to bed, and at about 11 o'clock to 3 in the morning, I had visions. I had 3 or 4 hours of visions where these light beings were communicating with me. It was insane. I wasn't asleep. I was wide awake. I was making notes on my phone. And over the next month or two, I was guided to create my blog, to expose the toxic environment at this company, but mostly to provide a resource and support for women and minorities and anyone else who was experiencing this abuse. And this guided me to my path. And my path is truly helping and to support and empower women. And Through this journey, I have a passion. I'm telling women's stories. So my video, if anybody's watched it or want to watch it later, my video for One Heart, One Earth includes 2 short interviews with women who left toxic environments and are thriving. And that's what I want to talk about today, is not silencing ourselves, listening to the voice inside of ourselves, and really reclaiming our power as women. We are powerful. We have gifts that I think, you know, we've probably over the centuries, but most of the women that I've met have shut those down to fit in, you know, corporate America, or to fit in the world, because they're weird, or because they're shut down. You know, like in my 2 years of abuse, nobody wanted to hear my opinion of how we could improve performance ethically, or how we could do it without firing women and minorities. They wanted to do it their way, and they shut me up and they silenced me. And I want to encourage women not to be silenced, and also to support each other. You know, we're here to support each other. There's enough to go around for everybody. And the stories, as this year has progressed, so many women have just opened up and shared stories, the similar story about how they're working in a toxic environment. And we are raised, a lot of us are, or I think many people are raised, and I know I was, that you go to school, you believe, you know, you just, everything you hear in school is true, you know, how the country came to be, and, you know, whatever, everything you hear, you just go about your life, and you learn history and learn geography, and you learn, you know, math and whatever. And then you go to college, and you definitely go to college, and you spend, you know, 200 grand on college, and you get a degree. And then so many people that I've managed over the years have degrees, and they're paying back $100,000, $200,000 in loans, but they're taking mortgage loans over the phone, which anyone can do, or they're, you know, selling checking accounts in a banking center. And when I realized that, you know, that I think is a myth. We don't have to do all of it. I mean, you need to go to school to learn how to do surgery. You know, I don't want you to cut my heart open if, you know, if you haven't learned how to do that. But so many of us have these natural gifts that we haven't tapped into because the world tells us we have to do things a certain way. So then you get a job and you work for 20, 30, 40, 50 years until you're, you know, in your 60s, and then you retire, and maybe you have enough money on Social Security and retirement to live comfortably, maybe you travel. But what about all the time before that? You know, what are we missing when we're following what we're told we're supposed to be doing? We're supposed to be doing this and working for a corporation, and, you know, you don't give up. I was told never give up, and you stick it out. And we don't listen to the voice inside of us that says, well, what about what I love to do? Or what about my passion? You know, we shut that down. And So these stories of women that I'm telling and that I'm so interested in to hear, they're so beautiful because each one of these women that I'm telling their stories, and hoping this opens up even more opportunity for me to tell other people's stories, is these women, what was key was they had one person in their life that encouraged them that said, you know, you are unhappy, you're toxic, you're in a toxic place. And they really encouraged them. And in both cases, actually in all three cases, it was these people's husbands, but it could be a friend, it could be anyone, to encourage them who say, well, what do you want to do? And what these women are sharing is, and what I've learned now is, to get quiet, you need to get quiet. So, you know, move from your head to your heart, you know, get out of the analytical, what society says we're supposed to be doing, and go to your heart and feel and say, well, what is it I'm passionate about? Maybe you need to go out in nature and start hiking and think about what brings you joy. Or, you know, think about when you were a child, what brought you joy, you know, besides riding your bike and jumping in the river, you know, and camping and stuff, what brings you joy? And for me, when I look back, I realize it was always creating community and it was always supporting women. So now I'm doing it as an adult at a bigger scale. And I'm teaching companies, executive CEOs, anyone who has a, you know, employee base or who manages by influence, how to draw out the qualities in each individual that makes them unique so that you can improve the team overall for sustainable growth or the company overall. So I think we just need to be encouraging each other to, you know, get quiet and find out what are you passionate about. So one example, Heather Jordan, two of the women I interviewed worked for me at one point and we've become really good friends. And she said that she even went back to college like 3 or 4 years ago. I remember she was getting her degree in business and project management. And like a year later, she was like, I don't even love this. What am I doing? And so her husband said, well, what do you want to do? And she's like, well, I like decorating. I like designing inside of home, you know, my home. And she said, but I can't make an income from that. And that's the story we tell ourselves. Well, I can't, you know, I'm not going to make, how am I going to get from where I'm at now, making a good income, to following my path? How am I going to pay the bills in between? And she took a leap of faith and she's thriving. She has her own business now. And I believe that God, source, universe, it will give you the path you need to take. And in my experience or my situation, the doors were being shut for me. I was trying to get out, and the doors were being shut. And now I know it's because I was meant to experience the pain and the grief and the abuse and the discrimination that I never experienced before. So I could speak from a place of truth in order to tell these women's stories and in order to encourage and empower people. So things happened for a reason. It was horribly painful. It impacted my health horribly. But part of it was because I didn't have faith in the process. I didn't have faith in the path. So if I had been awoken, you know, if I was awake last year, I wouldn't have been so scared, but that didn't happen till later. I think that catapulted my waking up and the visions I had and everything. So the really cool thing about when you follow your heart and you follow your path, I'll give you my example. So I was making, you know, 200 plus a year. I was the bread earner in the family and breadwinner. And I was always thinking about, can I even making that much money? I was thinking, well, can I pay the bills? Or what if I don't have a job? My husband kept saying, just quit. And I was terrified. I was like, no, what if, you know, I was raised, don't ever be without a job. We're here to toil. We're here to slave. We're here to be in pain in our jobs. You know, no, that's not right. That's not true. And something told me don't quit. And I'm not a quitter anyway. So, and it's because I needed to experience this trauma in order to provide, you know, empowerment to other women. But when I was terminated, I was desperate to find a therapist. I thought I have been so messed up mentally and emotionally. I'm just messed up and I want to be a better wife and, you know, daughter and friend and all of this. And I want to find a job and I'm terrified of what am I going to do now? And so I went and I found this therapist online and I was drawn to this one therapist. And we only had one session. It wasn't for me, but Spirit guided me to this because When I was terminated, they offered me $100,000 and they offered me like retirement or something. It was, they're trying to shut me up and make me take, you know, make me excited to take this. And I was going to have to pay like $1,800 a month for insurance and I didn't have a job. So how am I going to have insurance for $1,800? I went and saw this therapist and I told her one of my fears was how do I pay for bills, including, you know, mostly my insurance. And she told me about a company that was a broker that was able to provide me insurance. Long story short, I found them and I'm paying like $300 a month for insurance now. So had I not done that, I would have been stuck in this $1,800 a month. So blessing there, the lesson is just go with it. Like if you're being guided, just go with it. Something's gonna come out. And then January 4th this year, I got in a car accident on the freeway. I totaled my car. I was like a multi-car. Everybody was stopping and I was coming around the corner, didn't see it. And I totaled my car. I was so lucky to walk away with no broken bones or concussion. It completely totaled it. And I was in a lease and my husband within a week found me a car. My car payment's like $200-$300 or less now. So again, another blessing. And then COVID hit and I was getting double the unemployment, which unemployment is doesn't even touch what I was making. But COVID also, the company I have my mortgage with, they delayed my mortgage until this coming January. So all of these things lined up that I would not have known. I had no idea it was going to happen, right? But I followed my heart and I followed the prompts that I was getting in the past. I didn't know why did I get in a car accident? Like, do I need any more crap to happen to me in this, you know, 12 months? And it was all a blessing. And it's because I followed my heart and, that's the lesson I want to really give and instill and encourage and empower women that if you're in a place where you feel stuck or you feel like you're in a toxic situation, you can get out. And maybe it's not the right time right now, but get quiet, get still, try to get out of your head, try to get out of the, how, you know, trying to figure out how exactly I'm going to make ends meet. And there's been other times in my life where traumatic things have happened, not even close to that, where I thought I'm not gonna be able to make ends meet. And it worked out when I did the right thing and I followed my path. So, we're not here to toil and be in trials and tribulation. We're here to make a difference in other people's lives. And we can't do that if we're in a place of toxicity or, you know, if we're living from a place of service to self, we can't make a difference in other people's lives. We have to get to a place where we're thriving. And that comes from get out of your head, get out of what makes sense, you know, what society's telling you you're supposed to be doing. Don't quit or go have a corporate job or you got to have something that provides a 401k. That's, I mean, for some people that might be their path, but get out of that, you know, get out of that narrative that we've been told that we have to toil and we have to work until we can't work anymore. We're here to thrive and we're here to do what we're passionate about and use our gift. We have gifts that can change the world. So I've been talking forever. I'm going to pause.
Oh my God. I love it though. And you have so many comments, hearts and hi Heather from Claire. And Karen says, hi Lisa and Heather. Thanks Heather for the happy music and dance. Karen also says, and this is Karen Lazone, who's an incredible writer and storyteller. She says, Heather, I've been an underdog supporter since I was a child. So the two of you maybe should connect for all sorts of reasons. Christine, who is just on, says, thank you for your work, Heather. Sherry says, love this, Heather. Christine says, an important piece of ascension are exactly these issues you're addressing. Sue, hi Sue. She says your story is so inspiring and empowering for all of us. Thank you for sharing so deeply today. Carrie says, Heather, what a way to treasure hunt the tragedy. We can all take a lesson from your experience. And Sue also says, more heart, love it. And yes, Heather, I mean, I think whenever you share where you're at, you're so passionate about it. And it's so inspiring to each and every one of us. And it is so important because, you know, security and all those things do have a place and they have a value and they're important. But I also think, like, I always tease my husband because he talks about retirement. And I think, and I told him, I said, I'm going to read tarot cards until the day I die. Like, I'm going to be an old lady like my Trove cards, because it's just something that I do and it's something that I love. So I'm not waiting for some kind of end game where I'm going to retire. I mean, that's just not me.
Right.
And I'm not saying that there aren't healers that feel that way. I just know for me, do I want to get to a point where I can slow down and write and those kind of things? Sure. But, you know, when you do what you love, it doesn't really matter. And to your point, like when you walk away from the constructs, there's always these things that happen. Funny enough, I also was in a car accident last year. And it ended up supporting something that needed to happen. And so just like you're saying, it's not always what you think it is. But there's always something to support your ability to continue what you're doing in the world, if it's the right thing, if it's in right action. So I love what you're saying. I mean, I think it's so important.
Yeah, I'm gonna, sorry, Claire, I hope you're not, don't be mad at me, but you know, she commented today on one of our forums that, and this is happening for so many people, where we planned events, right? So whatever we're doing for our income and our career, we plan events to do that. So many artists specifically, I think, do that a lot. And then they're canceled, you know, especially in 2020. Whoa, 2020, here we go. Canceling, cancel. And I want to encourage her and other people in the situation that's a door shutting, right? And you can't see the door that's open a lot of times because the doors have to shut, and because if we want to take what we know, we want to do what we know. And what I knew was Bank of America. I knew that I hadn't applied for a job in 15 years. People asked me to come and they gave me the job. I had to formally apply, but I didn't look for a job for 15 years. So I thought, of course, I'm supposed to be at this company until I die. I'm going to die at this company. I'm going to work until I die. I was closed off to what I was supposed to be doing. And so the doors just started shutting, you know, over and door after door after door, till in my head, I'm like shot out. Like, you know, the slides at a water park where you're in the tube and you're going down and you just shoot out. It's like the universe said, nope, you're out of here. They like shot me out because I can do so much more good outside of a corporation instead of consulting for one corporation, which is a very greedy, egotistical, like most corporations are, you know, it's about money. It's not about people, and which is crazy because when you put people first, the money will come. But I can do so much good outside of that. So I want to encourage everybody, Claire, you know, so many of us women, we work hard. We work hard, and we, you know, we're caretakers. And I saw something recently where women are more impacted by COVID than men, because they're mostly women are in the caretaker industries, right? And so they're the ones that are impacted. A lot of times, maybe they're the ones that are getting sick. We work so hard, and we wear so many hats that we kind of we don't see a lot of times. Because we do what we're supposed to be doing, okay, what we're told we're supposed to be doing, you know. I had a guy tell me once, obviously we're not together, my wife's going to be barefoot pregnant in the kitchen. I remember thinking, no, I won't be barefoot pregnant in the kitchen. You know, but that's like there's things that are expected of us, we think. So that's where we got to get silent and go inside of ourselves and say, who am I? And what am I passionate about? And that's when the doors start shutting for you, you know, and then you spit out. And in my case, it was horribly traumatic. But now I look back and like, thank God I went through that, because I am now helping people. And I didn't plan to do this, but I'm helping people file lawsuits, you know, that didn't think they'd ever file lawsuits with the company, and empowering them to do something about what's happening to them, and empowering them to have a voice and stand up for themselves, and empowering people to come together, because it's such a small amount of, there's such a small percentage of people that are controlling the rest of us, you know, in society, like politics, like look what's happening. And we all are like, you know, so many people are like sheep. We're just, okay, well, tell me what to do now. What am I supposed to do now? And we have the answers, you know, which I think is one of the themes of this week, is we have the answers inside of us. And it does take practice of getting quiet and listening And then asking, what is this teaching me? Why am I in this situation? Why did I just total my car on the freeway when I don't, you know, I don't know what's going to, how much money that's going to cost. And I don't have a job. It's all hindsight. When you look back in hindsight, the universe lined up all of these things so I'd be taken care of so that I could follow my heart and my passion. So, women, I'm encouraging you and anyone listening, get quiet, get into your heart. And find out what am I being taught right now in this hardship, whether, you know, it's canceled events or I had a before I woke up, I had booked a trip to Tony Robbins this year. I was desperate. I was just desperate for someone to tell me how to save myself. You know, I was like, what do I do? I am Bank of America. I've been there since I was 18 or 17. What do I do? And so I'm like, well, Tony Robbins is a big speaker, you know, COVID happened, canceled my flight. And then I met you and this beautiful platform. Like this is a gazillion times better than going to Tony Robbins. It's all for a reason. So I think that when we hit a wall or we hit hurdles or we hit hardships, it's like, oh God, not again. Or what, you know, give me a break, God. And it's the universe shaking us. It's like, wake up, you know? So, I think that's why a lot of people, that's why I woke up this year. I was shaken awake, and it took a trauma, which I've learned and I've heard from your platform that a lot of people go, they wake up from a trauma,
Well, my favorite saying is when God closes a door, he pushes you out a window. And that saying is not when God closes a door, he gently opens another door and you walk through it. He pushes you through a window, which is usually very tiny, and maybe it's half closed and it feels really terrible and you scrape your back when you get pushed out. So, you know, but it's my favorite saying, because just like you're saying, Heather, for those of you here in the comments, I just love all you guys. Eve, hi. And Jay Rod says he's so proud of you, or she says she's so proud of you. And Claire says, yes, I hear you. And yeah, you know, when you start to run into blocks or things change suddenly, mm-hmm. whatever you're building, if it just shuts down, it's usually a message. Often, yeah, sure. Can it be that you're, you know, go in a different direction? Sure. But the bigger message is always, how am I getting in my own way?
Mm-hmm.
Because it could be that things are shutting down because you're supposed to do something different, or you get let go because you're supposed to do something different or whatever. But it could be simply that you're not trusting your intuition that was telling you to take different steps or to focus on something different. You know, you don't know until you go inside and ask your intuition. And whenever I start to spin about something and it's like, oh, should I do, you know, maybe I shouldn't be doing this or whatever I'm feeling, you know, because we get irritation or exhaustion. I've heard so many people in the last few weeks say, God, I'm just exhausted, or I feel blocked, or I'm angry, or I'm frustrated. Those emotions, that's the shadow piece. And it's not like you have to go sit in that to do shadow work. The work of the shadow is really asking, well, what does that irritation have to say? Mm-hmm. What does my exhaustion have to say, really? Because mm-hmm. it's not telling you that you need to change the way you think. It's not telling you that you need to change your job. It's not telling you you have all this work to do. Everybody's like, oh, the inner work. It is hard and it is work, but what it's really doing is it's inviting you to listen to your intuition.
Mm. I mean,
truly, irritation or exhaustion or whatever is inviting you to do exactly what you're saying, Heather, which is stop, be quiet, go inward, and say, how am I blocking myself?
Mm.
So we are picking on Claire today because we love her so much. And I haven't been able to respond to anything on MeWe today because I've been on the lives. But I will say, you know, when things around you are canceled, especially right now, it's a call to share your gifts and your creativity in a different way or in a new way.
Mm.
And it could be simpler than you think. And, you know, there's so much creativity and passion and energy in this community and in every single woman and man who's part of this community. And there are ways to share it that we haven't even thought of yet, because this is a time of radical shifts. And so, yeah, getting quiet, listening inside.
It's like the universe says, shut up, be quiet. I'm trying to talk to you. And it's like, then something happens and it forces you to shut up. And I think to what you said, when something doesn't go our way, doesn't necessarily mean that we're in the wrong job or whatever, but we do need to get quiet and say, what is this trying to tell me? And I think last year what was happening was it was trying to tell me to stop trying so hard. Like, it's gonna happen. Stop trying to not get fired. Because from the time the guy came on, I knew he was trying to fire me. From the very first time I met him, he made it very clear he wanted me fired. And so I fought it. I was like, I'm just going to show my value. He obviously doesn't know my history, so let me show you my value. And the universe was like, shut up. It's going to happen. Like, just hang on for the ride. And so I think sometimes it's also we're being told that, like, we're in process. We're in a process right now. Like, you're in the middle of it. You're in the muck. But you're supposed to be here. So just like get still, trust, and trust that this is for your own good. And it might really be painful. It was so painful, like physically, mentally, emotionally, like, you know, it was awful. It was horrible. But for me, I mean, besides the universe telling me to stop, you know, they're telling me to slow down and stop fighting what was the inevitable. It also gave me a very good big dosage of what a lot of women and minorities go through every day. And I talk about this in another video, but there was three women specifically that they wanted me to fire, minority women. And I was not going to fire them. And everyone else was going along with it because everyone else is scared of losing their jobs, you know? And so they were all going along with, okay, yeah, we'll fire whoever you guys want us to fire. And I said, no, I'm not firing these women. They're beautiful, talented women. And there's no reason to fire them. So I believe I went through all of that because I needed to experience what that was like. And when I was trying to help them, when I didn't sign the contract and didn't take the money at the time, it was only so I could save those women. I thought, if I sign this contract, I can't help these women. They're going to be fired, you know, single income moms, you know. And how do you go and get a job and explain to your next employer as a minority or anyone really, but why there shows a termination on your record? And so I was like, not going to let that happen to these women. And when I was trying to help them get out, they weren't even surprised. They were like, oh, well, what should I do? And I'm like, this is a lifelong acceptance of being treated like differently. You know, they were just used to it. And I'm so against that. Obviously, that's why I put myself on the line, because I thought, no, I'm going to fight the system. This isn't right. Actually, there's a social media. I can't wait to get off social. As soon as this is over, I'm getting off everything. I got back on Facebook to promote this, and it's so icky. And I'm promoting it on LinkedIn, and LinkedIn is so icky too. And that's how I've gotten all the testimonies on my blog. My blog is speakupandstandstrong.net, and I have testimonies from all over the country, women and minorities. It's happening. It's real. It's happening. It's happening. And those of us who don't experience it in the workplace, like I didn't, it's like, oh yeah, racism happens, or oh yeah, sexism happens. I believe that. Well, you don't really believe it until it's happening to you. And so I had to experience it. But these stories are real and it's happening. And, my blog, not only with the testimonies, but that's how I've been able to help so many people, you know, identify that, how to get out of the job or how to stand up for themselves, etc. But it's so many women and minorities. It's just something that they deal with every day. And that's what, going back to what I started with, that we shut down. Like, I've met in that career and since so many women from different corporations that have left different corporations. And this is why I'm telling their stories, that shut their voice down because they didn't want to be targeted. They didn't want, you know, they became one of the good old boys or whatever, so that they wouldn't be noticed. And so you shut down your gifts, you shut down your voice, and you go along with the flow. And that's what creates this world that we're in right now. You know, so we have to break the mold. We have to say no. Even if you just see one person that's being isolated or that isn't talking in a meeting, there's probably something going on with them. Reach out to that person. You know, don't stand in your privilege and think, thank God it's not happening to me. We all have to reach out and help each other so we can create a different world. And on LinkedIn, I got a message from a, I videotaped a video about this, a non-minority, non-woman reached out to me on LinkedIn and said, you're wasting your time. What are you doing? There's racism and sexism everywhere. It's not going to change. And I was like, this is why I'm doing this, because people need to understand that that person is powerful. Their voice is powerful, and they can either allow it to happen, or they can be, you know, every other non-minority, non-woman can stand up and say, no, I see this happening. It's not going to happen, because the 1% of people in corporations or in politics or in any position of power, the 1%, we gotta reverse that. And we have to say, we're so much more powerful together, you know. And what companies do and what bullies do in general, if you think about it in school, what bullies do and people in power who want to control is they isolate you. And that's what they did to me. They isolate you and they make you feel alone. And we need more people opening their eyes. And this is what I told the non-minority, non-woman on LinkedIn. I said, it's happening around you. So it's happening. You might not see it, or you're just going to accept that it happens, but it's happening, and you have to speak up and support, because each person that grabs someone else's hand and says, I'm with you, it makes it harder to oppress, right? It's so much easier to oppress someone when they're alone and they're back into a corner and they are, you know, scared to death of the bullying. So we need more people standing up and saying, women, we have gifts, and we have healing gifts, and we have so many things to offer that we're being shut down to conform to the society that has been created, if that makes sense.
It totally does. And, you know, it's amazing what you're doing, and you've got to keep doing it. And you're right. You know, these social media constructs are a little, you know, I'm not on Facebook. Buddhist Biohacker's not on Facebook. I've gone back and forth about it because so many people are on Facebook. But I think for me, much like you're taking a stand, I thought, you know what? I just don't believe in the censorship that's happening there, and I don't want to engage. Am I still on Instagram? Are they owned by Facebook? Am I on YouTube? Is it owned by Google? Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. But I can tell everyone here, I am working very hard on my own constructs that will be away from all of these things, but I don't know when that will manifest in the next year or two, maybe. But anyway, the point is, you've got to keep doing what you're doing and keep fighting the good fight. You know, even when this particular fight is over, it's obvious that your passion for standing up for women and our, again, our ability to stand up to our abusers, you know, and narcissist abuse is rampant. Mm-hmm. It's rampant, and it's in the macrocosm and the microcosm right now. Mm-hmm. And so just remember something, you know, my mom said something, she might be watching right now. If she is, I'll say hi, but actually, my mom's in Arizona, and Maricopa County CenturyLink was completely down all day today. So she may not be watching, but isn't that peculiar? But anyway, side note. My mom always said something to me. She said it many times, is, you know, that people thought that she was crazy because of her gifts, because of what she saw, because of what she believed. And she was constantly told she was crazy and often wondered maybe she was. Mm-hmm. And these days she's like, I know I'm not crazy. And I know what I see and what I feel intuitively is real. So don't let anybody tell you you're crazy. Don't let anybody tell you you don't know how to feel, and really listen to the irritation. Listen to the exhaustion. Listen to the frustrations. Don't pawn it off, and don't magnify it either. Just sit mm-hmm. with it and say, what are you inviting me to do right now? Because I need to do it so I can be in my flow. Because I'm sure you know this, Heather, and all of you out there who are, I mean, everybody is commenting. I know most all of you. And when you are doing exactly what's aligned with you, there is no exhaustion or frustration. I mean, you just feel joyful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. 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 In a nutshell, that's exactly what it is. if you're doing, it took me 42 years to figure this out, that it's inside of us, and we squash it again because society tells us we have to live our life a certain way. There's certain steps we have to take, right? I can't even tell you how much guilt and shame I felt, not anymore, for not finishing college, because that's what I was supposed to do. And that's what we're supposed to do. But my gifts didn't come from college. And I'm so glad I don't have a $200,000 college debt. So it's getting quiet. And if you're passionate about it, and I'm gonna call out Tamara. She posted to something like, I've been thinking about doing this, business idea. Should I do it or not? And the women that commented, it was so beautiful. I try not to all the time jump in, cause I always want to jump in. But the comments that she got were, do you feel passionate about it? Then do it. Then it's for you, right? Are you doing it because you're worried about money? Then you got to think about that. You got to think, second guess that. And that's the videos I've been doing about women. They said they had to get quiet. And for me, it was the same. It was like, well, I can't give up this job because this is how I'm paying for everything. You got to get quiet, and the universe will provide. It will be provided to you. So I see Eve here. Eve said that she was rear-ended, and she just realized that her car accident is what her awakening was too. And I was in 3 car accidents in my early 20s, and I had back pain for so long. So, I mean, my whole life. And I know now, I actually, I have this book. I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's Metaphysical Anatomy. And it's all about like, well, why am I really having this pain? You know? And it was because I wasn't listening. And so things just keep happening. Because I was in my head, and I was, well, I'm supposed to, my mom told me I'm supposed to do these things, but I wasn't living my purpose or my path. And now, or whatever, I think I was living my purpose and my path because I think I was supposed to be in that situation last year. But I was being told something and I wasn't listening. So when we open up our, inner eye, when we open up our heart and we listen to what the universe is trying to tell us, it will guide us. And a lot of times it's like, you're in the dark, you don't see where that, it's like, I envision like Indiana Jones when he's walking over, this rickety ladder thing. And there's boards missing and you're like, can I get to the next board? But it's going to be provided to you. So you don't need, it doesn't need to be there. You can even close your eyes. But if you're following your heart and you're in a service to others, mindset, and you follow your heart and your passion, you're going to be guided into your career, into your love, to whatever it is, versus trying to analyze it all, or coming from the headspace of what I'm supposed to be married by this time, or I'm supposed to have this done by this. No, I've never had the desire to have kids, and there is some guilt of that, and my family has made comments throughout my life, and I believe it's because I couldn't raise a family and then also do what I'm doing now. I believe I was given, or I wasn't given that desire. And so if you look inside your heart and what you feel in your passion, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with not doing what society says you're supposed to be doing. And that's, again, what creates the society we live in now, is us going along with what we were told we're supposed to do. So I want to touch on, you mentioned narcissism, and I thought about talking about that, and I was like, no, because I've been saying the word narcissism for too long now. It's like, I've realized that the people that I, so this year, I just, Aimé Cartier presented on your show, and I connected with her, amazing, and it's confirmed that I'm empathic. And I always thought I have empathy, but I feel the energy. I can feel people's energy. And sometimes I'll walk in a room and it's so grating, I can't be there. And that's how it is when I'm around narcissists. And that's, when I worked at Bank of America, there's a lot of them, in big corporations, there's a lot of them. And I talk about on my Superpower Consulting channel that, when you hire people because they wordsmith in interviews or because they can quote facts or data, that doesn't mean they're good with people. And that doesn't mean they can actually elevate the company. We're hiring narcissists. They're putting narcissists in place because they talk about themselves and it sounds great. And I can't be in a room with a narcissist. And I felt really bad even saying that out loud, because it sounds kind of like I'm a narcissist almost. I don't know. I start feeling like I don't want to, because I don't like talking poorly about people. Mm-hmm. But I can't be around a self-serving person, because if that's why we're in this trauma right now, you know, it's a self-serving society. And what a world would it be if we just put one other person in front of ourselves? If everybody put someone else in front of themselves, that then you're going to be put in front of them too, right? That's, you're going to be part of that. So believe in yourself, look into your heart, be a servant to others, and you're going to find your joy, and you're going to find your passion, and you're going to be living your purpose. So
I love it. I love it. And time flies in here, girl. I want you to share how folks can follow and connect with you. But before I do, I am going to share. I do have a message for Claire that's coming through. So I'm going to share it because what I feel is it's not just for Claire. It's really for everyone here. But who knows when I'll have time to type it out. So I'm just going to say it right now, and then you can share how to connect with you before we take a break. Because we got to come back at 3 o'clock with Susan Walter, which is exciting because she's very angelic and amazing. So, but anyways, just something for you to think about, Claire, and really for anybody who is having challenges with their business closing down during this time, or the way that they did business, is Claire, you are such a talented, creative artist, psychic, empathic being. I mean, you really are. And your creative work is just incredible. So if things are being canceled or shut down, don't feel sad. Instead, flip the paradigm, because your spirit team and the universe wants you to go on a new adventure. And so laugh about it and be like, oh my gosh, here goes another thing that's closing down. What is it that you guys want me to do? Because the minute that you can laugh about it and really ask your spirit team, like, what is it that you guys want me to do here? Because clearly it's not this. And you can find some humor with it. Your intuition just opens right back up. And you know exactly what to do, because what you're going to do is so big and has global impact. They're not going to let you do anything that's individual anymore. That's really what this is about, or at least what I feel. It's not about the individual anymore. And that goes for each and every person here. What we do right now as healers, as light workers, what we're doing is for the whole planet. It's for the whole planet. And we can't do something for the whole planet in a particular venue anymore. That's why we're here. The Dalai Lama was pushed out of Tibet in a very brutal, awful way by China. If that moment wouldn't have happened, he would not have done the thousands of events across this planet. He would not be on social media. He would not have books. He would not have albums out. He would have not been on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine last month. If that horrible event in which His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, can no longer go home again in this lifetime, maybe never ever again in any incarnation, we would not have the gift of his teachings across this planet. And that is the same for each and every one of us here. If we continue to do things in our homes with individuals, which is important and has its place, but that is not the only thing for us to do now. That time is over. It is time for all of us to step into our power on a global scale. And that's what Mercury, the planet Mercury, is about. That is why we are in this virtual community right now, because the goal was to isolate us, and we are not isolated. In fact, we've all met each other this year. We've all connected. We've grown. We're sharing our guests. We're sharing our resources, and we can do it on a Zoom call. We can do it on YouTube. So I just don't want you guys to forget that. And I don't want anyone to feel sad anymore about what's happening right now. I want everybody to just take a deep breath and say, you know what? We are on a wild ride, and it's freaking awesome. And here we go. And if you guys want me to go someplace that I didn't think of, then let's just take me there. Because that's what the spirit teams are here to do, is to take us there. That's what we're here to remind each other about, is that they're laughing at us up there when we're all sad and we're like, oh, I'm going to give up and everything's not working. They're like, oh my God, get it together. Cause you know what? We got these great plans. They've said all year, you're never going to believe what's going to come from this year. And they're right. This is what came from this year. Forget all the other BS that went on or that's going on or wild negative nonsense out there. I mean, truly, like, what came from this year, we could never ever have predicted what happened this year. And right? None of it is bad. None of it is bad.
What's bad is when we resist what's happening. When we resist what's happening, we create our own living hell, right? And so I think they're laughing at us when we're like, no, I know better. I know where I want to be in a year. And that doesn't look like the path that's going to take me there. It's like, you don't even know. You don't even know it's coming. So you need to stop bracing yourself and kind of let it happen. So, Claire, I hope you feel the love. Gosh, we're sending so much love.
We totally are. And everybody on here. And thank you guys so much for your beautiful comments. And we do have to go, but Heather, quickly share all your information so folks can connect with you.
So this wasn't on the page, but I've been led. I feel like I'm guided to, my offering is a free 30-minute session. So whether you're, needing empowerment or, help, you know, identifying what path to take, or you need help, you know, empowering yourself to take the leap of faith. Or if you are in a company, for anyone that's listening now or later, if you work for a company, or if you manage people, that's, you know, I want to help you build, create a successful team and take time off your plate, give you time back in the day by managing from your heart. So I offer a free 30-minute consultation, and you can reach me at, superpowerconsulting@gmail.com.
Cool. Thank you, Heather. So much love to you. Love to everyone. We have two epic presentations left. Susan Walter's on today. She's incredible angelic being. And we are finishing with no one better than the beautiful and lovely Carrie Brackett. So thank you, Heather. Thank you, everybody. I'll see you guys in 1 hour. Time for your breaks. Bye, guys.